Hello and good time to all you dear economic activists. I hope you're doing well. One issue that our collaborating friends often find challenging is deciding which product to work on. Well, we almost have the ability to supply all products, and considering our access to the entire world and the extensive network of producers who reach out to us due to our large team and wide range of activities, there are numerous options for you to choose from and engage with. Naturally, the multitude of options can be overwhelming, leaving you puzzled about which product to select and on which one to focus. Your brain commands you to consider the comprehensive list of products that we supply. In other words, you expect us to provide you with a complete list of our products so you can compare each of them with the ones in your market and determine which one yields higher profit margins. So you pick it and start to work on it. This seems like a reasonable method at first glance, but practically it is flawed. Why? Firstly, imagine we send you a list of, say, 4,000 products. It's not feasible for you to compare the prices of these products with those available in your country. Secondly, even if it were feasible, how would you conduct this comparison? For instance, let's say we quote the price of a 400 grams can of tomato paste as 40 to 50 cents. Now, what is the price of this product in your country? Such a comparison is inaccurate because it doesn't consider the quality. The quality of the tomato paste can vary significantly, with prices ranging from 20 to 80 cents for the same quantity. Hence, this method of analysis is impractical because it overlooks quality. Comparing our product's prices with those available in your market and not considering the quality and market norms renders this approach ineffective. Furthermore, given our extensive access to suppliers and the absence of intermediaries, your price cannot be lower than ours. If you take a product's price from us and see it's lower than that of your country, it indicates a difference in quality. We've often investigated cases where a product was priced lower than the price obtained from us. But upon inspection, we found that the quality didn't match and was far lower than our standards. If we were to quote a price for a product that low in quality, our price would become significantly lower than the one they found in their market. Then try not to be confused, because this method of comparison is not reliable. So, what is the right approach? The correct approach is to decide which product you want to work on. Remember, apart from discussing prices and conditions during negotiations, you should also have technical and specialized knowledge of the product. Therefore, you must first choose your product. What parameters should guide you in your selection? Try to find those products for which you have better connections and friends. For example, you might say, I have friends active in the market in the construction and building equipment sector. If I enter that market, I can easily sell and position myself better. So I'll opt for that product. So the first thing you should look at is your connections, your friends, and your own experience and resume. If you have no experience and you're just starting to get into business and trade, at least choose based on your interests. Choose a product that you're willing to stick with for years. Work on it, and don't worry about any supply issues from our side. So, you come to choose a product even based on your connections or based on your interests. In selecting a product, other parameters can also be involved that demand your attention. For example, the expiration date or the distance between countries. So you need to make sure you choose accordingly. If it takes, for instance, 40 days for a product to reach your country, you cannot select a product with a shelf life of only 20 days. It's better to choose a product with, say, a 1-year expiration date. Then, the next consideration is whether the product aligns with the taste of your people, meaning that its consumption, application, and trade are common in your country. For example, when we have a product like saffron that is used in many countries, while in others it's not widely used. So you look at the culture and consumption habits of your people and then make the choice. Now that you've chosen your product, without worry, hesitation, or concern about potential changes, you start working on it. One thing to note is that whichever product you choose, since your target audience potentially could be your entire country or even various regional unions like the Arab League, the West African Union, or the European Union, your potential market is very large. Hence, financially speaking, your product is significant in any category you choose. So, there is no need to doubt or consider switching to another product. Regardless, your primary goal is income, so don't worry about these concerns. Choose a product, become an expert on it, understand how it is consumed and traded in your society, learn all its technicalities, and share that information with us. We will examine your product based on your target audience and provide the best options. You declare the product to us, we analyze it, provide you with our best recommendation, and you start working on it, stress-free and without any concerns. You engaged comfortably in activities related to the commerce of your product. One thing to remember, if you're aiming for success and to achieve your financial goals, such as reaching, let's say, $4,000 to $5,000 per month and increasing your income, it is crucial that the level of your engagement with us be high. And that is because you are working based on our methods. You need to be fully coordinated. Therefore, you are obliged to maintain a strong connection with us. And for that, the best place for your communication is through our website. Maintain your connection and interaction with it every day, and air your views in comments so that we become familiar with your desires, suggestions, and opinions. And together, we will advance in our shared business. Pay attention to your product selection. Do it once, and then put all your effort into it. Working on a product yields better results than pondering over product selection forever. Best luck and goodbye.